When you are in a position we are, where we're generating our own content to be a change agent, sometimes the process requires that aggressive patience because there's an unfolding happening. When you're working with humans as a leader, as a parent, when you're working with art, there's an unfolding there that just needs to take place. We are radiant. And within that, we have our strengths, our gifts, our talents, our uniqueness. And we need to nurture those. And we need leaders, mentors to help us nurture those.
Hey there, and welcome to the Empowered Half Hour, the podcast that's all about empowering you to overcome any obstacle and tap into your true potential. This podcast is for you, the big dreamer, the goal getter, the business builder, the legacy maker. If you want more in life, then you are in the right place. I'm your host, Becca Powers. I'm a high achieving careered mom of a blended family of four kids, now all young adults. And I'm married to a first responder. By the age of 36, I had traumatically lost both my parents. Personally, I've had to rise above deep grief and learn to tap into my true potential so that I could live a life of optimized health, wealth, and fulfillment. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing these incredible stories of our guests. Our guests come from all walks of life, from executives to entrepreneurs, from high achievers to stay-at-home parents, to authors, to athletes. Our guests share their trials and their triumphs and how they turned their impossible to possible. I encourage you to find yourself in the stories of our guests, and together we will change our trajectories. I believe that you have unlimited potential inside you, and when unleashed, you could change the world. So let's jump into this week's episode of the Empowered Half Hour and let the stories of our guests empower you in the direction of your super big dreamy dreams. Okay, I'm feeling pretty pumped. It's clearly time for some positive tea. Let's jump in the episode. It's tea time, baby.
Welcome to another episode of the Empowered Half Hour. And I am so thrilled to bring you today's guest, which was connected to us through a mutual friend who's also been on the show, Daniel Kobo. And today's guest is Brad Dalton. Brad, say hello to everybody.
Hello. Hello. Ready to rock, sister.
Hey, yes. First of all, I trust Danielle when she connects me to human, like, immediately. But also, when I was reading your profile, I was like, he is going to be such a good fit for the show because empowerment oozes off of you. And I was like, this is the Empowered Half Hour. So I'm like, yes, I'd love to have Brad on. So to tell the audience a little bit about yourself, you consider yourself the best self catalyst. And I can't wait to hear more about that. And if you're okay with it, let's just get into the interview.
Let's get after it.
Yeah. All right. So listeners, Brad just recently put out a TED Talk and he's going to talk about it. But what I want to talk about first is Brad's at this point in his career where he is working with leaders. He has published a book. He's released a TED Talk. So that tells me that something happened to make you passionate about helping others and putting content in the world. So I'm a little curious to your backstory. How did you get to this point of being where you are today?
Oh, man. Well, that's a loaded question. There's a lot of nuggets inside that bad boy.
But, short version, Brad.
Yes. Cliff note version. I wasn't always this guy. I usually tell people that are in front of me or listening to me that there's almost nothing you can throw at me that I haven't heard or experienced myself. I had two incredible parents growing up, but it wasn't always rosy. I mean, I have family members that were gang members, meth addicts, meth dealers, dropouts, you name it. And I was always a good kid, but I was a low self-esteem guy growing up. I didn't like speaking in front of people. It really, frankly, took a few people that really bet on me, that invested in me, that believed in me, that just inspired me to believe that what I think of myself is true, that I can be this guy, that I can become a fantastic beast. And so my journey started a little bit with that. And then you'll hear about my story a little bit more as we get going, because it's also part of my TED and all that jazz. But I was just lucky enough to have a kiddo on the autism spectrum. I think that everything that I've learned being a parent of a kiddo on the autism spectrum, everything I've learned from that translates to life. There's everything I need to know as a leader, as a parent, as a friend, as a colleague, as a teammate, as a member of my community. Everything I need to know, I learned from being a parent of a kiddo on the autism spectrum. And really, that was a massive catalyst for me. And yeah, just the more I serve, the better life gets. So that's my dumbed down version.
Well, I think it's a great introduction to where we're going to go, but also I think it's so relatable. There's so many listeners on here that I know from interacting with that, you know, have had similar childhoods where it's maybe parents love them, but it wasn't the best environment, or maybe the parents were a little shaky and they had to find their refuge and teachers and friends outside. So I think your story is really relatable. And what I like about those early years is that you found someone to believe in you. I think that's a powerful message for the listeners, is that even if you don't have it right now, there is somebody out there that will believe in you. And I don't know if you just want to speak to that for a second too, but I think it's a really powerful statement.
No doubt about it. I'm also a career educator, and I taught everything from elementary to Boise State University and everything in between. And so I've also had the opportunity to see a lot of kids. Just speaking from a servant leadership standpoint, I've had the opportunity to see a lot of kids who are phenomenal kids. You can't see it right now, but I'm working. I don't have a kid, but I feel like I have one right now just talking about it. So many great kids who had something similar, only probably with a highlighter put over it. They come from war-torn countries. Some of them are homeless. Some of them are fantastic kids and they just have a hard time managing expectations from home. There's so many different things on that spectrum, and I want to be that for them. I want to be that for my clients. I want to be that for my whatever audience I'm speaking to. I know what it's like to not feel like you have everybody in your corner. Now, it's possible you have great parents. Maybe you're a perfectionist. Maybe you're an eager to pleaser. Maybe you're a person that's a fear of failure type person. Doesn't mean you have a crummy background. So I'm not trying to say all these scenarios are like where they're coming from crummy homes. Sometimes you come from a great home and you're such a good person or a good husband or a good wife or a good worker, then you're afraid to fail people and you actually don't realize how many people you do have in your corner. I've learned a ton of lessons. I learned from my clients. I learned from my students. I'm going to learn from Empower Half Hour right now. I mean, yeah, so.
So, all right. Well, you know, the other part of your opening that really resonated with me too is obviously parenting through having a child on the spectrum. Like myself, I have ADHD and I didn't even get it managed until I was an adult because I was just told I was wild and all these different things. So I think it's really phenomenal that there is so much more conscious awareness to spectrum. I'm assuming you're meaning autism fully, but just being a neurodivergent myself, I really commend that you took the time to learn from your son.
Yeah, that's part of my story too. We all have different routes we can take. And my route, success was the only option with him. I could sit there and I could feel sorry for myself and I could feel sorry for him. And I could really, I wouldn't be a loser if I did that, but that's a losing mentality. You're not going to win in life thinking that way. The only option was to succeed. And it wasn't just, it was for me too. I was a college athlete. My wife was a college athlete. We were career educators. We'd worked with tons of kiddos on the autism spectrum and loved them. But until you have one of your own, you have no idea. It's a giant spectrum. So I'm generalizing here. It's a humongous spectrum with varied degrees of this, that, and the other thing. But you just don't know. But I know this, we couldn't parent him the same way we parented our older kiddo. We thought we had the playbook all down. We thought we had this parenting thing down. And then, man, just got sucker punched, it felt like at the time. And the options were success and success. So what do we got to do? He was 3 years old. What do we got to do in the next 15 years to give him the best life possible? What have I got to do? What have I got to do that? And so that became the mission. The mission became, we know what we wish him to become. What are the things we got to do to help him become that? And then we got to be flexible with it. We got to be aggressively patient with it. We've got to meet him where he's at with it. And if you hear me talking about these things, all the same things, you mean we need to be great leaders, to be great at anything. If we're going to be like change agents, if we're going to be people-centered leaders, heart-centered leaders, we got to meet people where they're at. We've got to be aggressively patient. We've got to be excited about growth. that's just part of my juice, sister.
I'm loving it. I mean, you're saying all the right words, and I absolutely love aggressively patient. I hope you have that coined, and if not, you should, because it's very good. I think that shifting into that space of leadership, and I even think creativity too, because when you are in a position we are where we're generating our own content to be a change agent, sometimes the process requires that aggressive patience because there's an unfolding happening. When you're working with humans as a leader, as parents, when you're working with art, there's an unfolding there that just needs to take place. And so I love that you mentioned honoring that.
I love the word unfolding. I love that because I think that in life, what we get is part of it, but the true wealth lies in the unfolding of who we become.
Yes.
That's the juice.
Sure is.
So
you've had to really dig deeper within yourself to have this outcome with raising your son that you wanted. And then you talked about your early childhood too, but now you have these like lessons up. And you're starting to teach others, or you're not starting, you are. What lessons from what you've been through are you pulling forward for people? Like, what's top of mind when I ask you that?
When I've been in my lowest moments in my life, I didn't feel like I was heard. Mm-hmm. Most of us, when we're down, we don't feel heard. We don't feel like we belong. We don't feel connected. I felt all of those things. I think most of us feel all those things when we're in our low moments.
Absolutely.
And so I think one of the most important things that we need as if we want to be good at anything is we need to be slow to speak and quick to listen. Slow to speak, quick to listen. People start to feel heard. They start to feel like they belong. They start to feel connected. Relationships are the true power grid in life. We've got to put people first. We've got to slow down. We got this world where we just got this chronic busyness and chronic hurry. I read a book called, I don't know if this is the title, but they talk about chronic hurriness. We're always in such a hurry to do the next thing. If we could just slow down, not only will we soak up more of the awesome that they're bringing to the table, but we're also building bridges and stronger relationships. We're learning our next move. Everyone's always so excited to tell everybody what their next move is. Well, if we listen a little bit better, we can build a stronger next move simply because we hear what's going on. I think that would be the number one. There's so many lessons.
I absolutely love what you're saying. And in a similar vein, I'm working on my next book. It's coming out in October. It's called A Return to Radiance. But really, like, the principle for that is we are radiant. And within that, we have our strengths, our gifts, our talents, our uniqueness. And we need to nurture those. And we need leaders, mentors to help us nurture those. And so as you talk about this slowing down, when we do slow down, we come more in touch with that uniqueness that makes the difference in the world. And so I really, again, just enjoyed what you said, because listeners, there's a truth to slowing down. You build connection with others and you build a connection within yourself. That's where true change can take place.
Yeah, that's good.
Pausing the podcast for just a second because I have something so cool that I want to share with you. Are you a personality test junkie like I am? I know that I have taken everything from human design to Gallup strengths to DISC to Enneagram, you name it, I'm taking the test. And my love for personality tests has turned in to a work persona type quiz for you guys. I have spent the last 20 years leading in corporate America, Fortune 500 organizations, and I have learned a thing or two about the different personality types. So this quiz has the outcomes into four primary types: the sage, the superwoman, the savvy, and the supernova. Which one are you? You're going to have to take the quiz and find out. But each unique work persona has its own set of setbacks, its own set of strengths, and I'm all about amplifying those strengths. So I want to get these results into your hands so you can leverage them for your success. You can find the quiz on my website, but it's at beccapowers.com/links, LINKS, beccapowers.com/links. And it's the first button on the top. It's called Work Persona Type Quiz. Go ahead, take the quiz, enjoy. And if you want to take it one step further, let me know your persona type. Anyways, let's get back to that show. It's tea time, baby.
growth is the juice. I think the only stat that should matter to you, me, and we today, stats, would be growth per word, growth per thought, growth per action, growth per conversation, not just with others, but with ourselves. That's the good stuff right there. Getting better is cool. So
it is. It's the new cool thing, kids.
Yeah, try it. You'll like it.
Yeah, growth is cool. Drink the Kool-Aid. It's awesome. So tell me, so you recently put out a TED Talk. Tell me a little bit about it.
Man, what an experience. Yeah, I was just approached with the idea of doing a TED Talk and like, heck yeah, let's get after it. And man, what an experience. I also keynote, but a TED Talk's a different kind of beast. And
yeah, you got 8 to 10 minutes to land the plane.
Oh, yeah. One shot at this thing. And it's just different. But I think it landed. I think it stuck. It was a lot of fun. It was kind of like what we're talking about today. Spoke about my kiddo, spoke about growth, spoke about leadership, spoke about what if we changed the narrative to chasing what we wish we could get and shifted it to who could we become? I'll let your listeners watch it themselves and see what they think. But that's the skinny. I mean, it's my real catalyst was my kiddo and what I had to do. And initially just feeling sorry for myself and then having to make the decision to become a different kind of beast myself. And then it just reshaped my entire mindset. From life isn't about achievements. Life isn't about what you get. Success isn't a destination. I don't need to see the end of the road to be phenomenal today. I just got to dominate today. Each day, that's what it was. It's been ever since. I'm going to dominate today. I'm going to be the best dad I can be today. I'm going to be the best friend I can be today. And if the actions and the words and the thoughts and the conversations oozing out of me aren't leaking stuff that's going to trend me towards where he needs to go, where I need to go, where my family needs to go, where my people need to go, then I'm going to kick it out. I'm going to kick it to the curb. It no longer rents space here. It's gonzo. And that's just been me. That's been me for about 18 years now.
I love that. I would love to hear your opinion too. It's kind of on the same vein, but in the culture of the hustle culture, I always say I've got high achiever in my blood. I've burnt out a couple times. I talk about it a lot because I got myself real good one time. But what I realized in my own recovery and helping other people reach their potential is I'm kind of going back to the strengths and weakness thing, but I also see this in addition to like powering through the days and not having like a daily consciousness of, am I giving today my best day? And that's really all I need to focus on. I also see people over pivot to developing their weaknesses instead of playing in their strengths. And I would just love your 2 cents on that, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I think the problem with a lot of people that are just over, and I'm generalizing here, but a lot of people that start working too much on their strengths have the constant, I'm not good enough syndrome. I'm not enough. And the truth is that you're not just enough, you're more than enough. I do think that there's something to be said about working on your strengths, working on our weaknesses. We need to maintain our strengths. I'm a believer in the 80% of my day is going to be devoted towards my strengths and 15 is going to be about learning and 5 is going to be like, what's next? Some new little trick and just kind of venturing out there. That's kind of where I sit on that. And then we also have to be cool with ourselves.
That's right. And that's kind of more of what I'm meaning. Not necessarily that we have to develop our strengths too, but just like owning them. I played sports. You played sport. Mm-hmm. I played soccer. I was a really great forward and a really crappy defender. Like, why would my coach spend the time developing me as the best defender when it just would never, would be mediocre? Develop my skills in the area that I have fun, that I naturally gravitate to, that feels like playing instead of working. Yeah. And I think that there's so much information out now that people sometimes get twisted upside down on what they should and shouldn't be focusing on to really reach their potential and be their best self and all of that.
Well, the best coaches and the best leaders, they take people's strengths and then that's how they put their scheme together. They find what everyone does well and then that's how they plan their attack. You can work on your weaknesses. If you're going to be together for a while, you can try to shave the fluff. We're all trying to shave the fluff out of our game, right? Understand what you have a chance to be great at. Everyone wants to be great at everything, and that's not possible. What do you have a chance to be great at? And then hammer that.
I really like that. And I'm just going to repeat that for the audience. What can you really be good at and give yourself a chance at it? If you want to repeat it, I thought I had it and then I lost it, but I was just like, I was so in the moment with you that I was like, that's cool, man. Oh, Brad. Well,
Well, everybody wants to be great at everything, but that's not possible. What do you have a chance to be great at?
What do you have a chance to be great at? That's what I wanted to quote you on.
Jim Collins, in the book Good to Great, talks about ask yourself three questions. What do I have a chance to be the best in the world at? I tell my people, what do you have a chance to be great at? What are you passionate about? What drives you? What makes your toes tap when your toes touch the floor? What at times gets the hair on your skin rocking? And then for him, he's a business guy. What drives your economic engine? And so when people are trying to figure out what's next, the first question I always ask, because I believe we all have something we can be phenomenal at. I think we all have greatness. I don't think that any of us should be waking up. The best we can do is mediocre. That's crazy to me. We all have something we could be great at. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer to figure that out. So why settle for mediocrity? I would rather choke on greatness than settle on mediocrity today.
So. Same. Air five.
Booyah.
Boom. So this is like a perfect time to pivot. So Brad, tell me why you're passionate about this.
You know this as well as I do. And I'm sure your listeners, if they're part of your tribe, there's no better feeling than adding value to another. Nothing. You and I could strike the lottery tomorrow. We could land $1 million, $2 million client. We're lining up all these six-figure speeches and all. Nothing replaces the feeling. I can't even describe it. I can't even describe the look on the person's face when you just made them feel so good. And when you feel that, you see them feel good. You can't help but feel so good. You can't replace that. And so just serving. Yes. Anytime you're down in life, serve. Most people aren't feeling great about their lives right now, probably aren't serving enough either. They're obsessed with the wrong thing. I want to get obsessed with serving. I want to get obsessed with helping other people choke on excellence and choke on greatness.
That's exciting.
That's the juice.
Yeah, it is the juice. You know, you start seeing people's lives transform. That payoff, I just want to say, like in the relationships, like, I mean, I have found that being one of the most fulfilling aspects of the work is when I see people have rekindled relationships with their spouse, with their children, with their coworkers. And then once that sense of belonging is really there, then they ease into their strengths or their uniqueness. And that starts to develop. And then their confidence grows. Then they start serving others. And then that circle keeps going. Whoa. And it's just the freaking coolest thing.
It's a vicious, awesome cycle.
It is a vicious, awesome cycle. Yes. Oh, that's awesome. So there's probably a lot of empowering thoughts or tips that you could give the listeners, but we probably have about 5 minutes left. So I want to make sure we take some time to go down this. What is an empowering thought or lesson you want to share with the listeners today?
Wow. One, I think we've talked about it. You're not only enough, you're more than enough. To do things you've never done, you're going to have to become something you've never been. And that might sound scary. Anytime you dip your toes into something that's new, it's going to be uncomfortable. But the growth zone and the comfort zone aren't the same zone. And everyone always talks about taking the leap, but it's not a leap. It's just a tiny step. The place where you stretch from growth zone, venturing away from comfort zone, if you could see on the monitor, I mean, it's right there. It's not a giant leap. It's just a step. What's the first step? The first step is the first step. I would say that. And then I would say, listen to your ABCs. There was a study done at Stanford years ago. A lot of people are afraid of public speaking. A lot of people are afraid of leadership. And leadership's just influence. We've already had influence on probably a dozen people today. Influence is saying thank you to the waitress. And there's a 7-year-old right next to you that heard you do it. And now they might be a little more into that. They saw the way you treated that person checking out groceries, the person behind you, and you made them feel good, making someone else feel good. Leadership's just influence. A lot of people that struggle, I guess getting back, sorry, I'm rabbit trail myself.
No, it's fine. I like rabbit holes. It's okay.
We relate that way. Only 7% of what people are picking up on the first time they meet you is the content coming out of your mouth. 93% is your body language. It's how you say what you say. It's eye contact. And it takes no special ability to do any of those. It's just believing in yourself. Like you and I barely met, but we believe in each other. We have no problem looking at the other person and confidently saying this, that, or the other thing. I would encourage our listeners to follow their ABCs. I want them to act big today. Act big today. Have a proud chest today. Have your chin up today. You are phenomenal. You're a fantastic beast. You're a beautiful beast. Believe that. Act big. I want you to breathe big. It's food for the soul. Breathe big. Take a deep breath. Take a deep belly breath. Breathe big. And I want you to commit big. Commit big to the things that are important to you. Commit big to the things you're passionate about. It's your birthright for excellence. Believe that. Commit to it. Who do you want to become? And commit to it. That's what,
man, I'm feeling it on this side. I'm like, I'm ready to take on today. What are we doing today, Brad? Like, we got to do big things today.
Let's get it.
Let's get it. All right. So as we wind down, I'd love for you to have the opportunity to share with the listeners how to follow you, stay in contact with you. So go ahead and do your thing.
You bet. Well, one, I'm sorry I didn't ask enough questions for you. I feel like this was like the Dalton show over here. Just
it was the Dalton show.
Getting
today.
All fired up on this end, Becca.
Woo! I'll have to come on your podcast.
Yeah. Well, I'm primarily on LinkedIn and Instagram. I do dip my toes in Facebook as well, but it's @best_selfyou on Instagram, and LinkedIn, just Brad Dalton. If you're interested in my TED Talk, you can Google it. You can search it, TEDx Brad Dalton. I feel like if you can't feel after watching that, you may not feel, because I think it'll connect with your audience. And yeah, if you'll have it in the show notes and all that, if people want to get a hold of me and if there's anything that, you know, I could help them with, my business is serving you and myself and my family and my community. So would love that opportunity, sister.
Awesome. Well, Brad, you delivered. This is the Empowered Half Hour, and I am leaving ready to take on today. So, way to go. And thank you so much for being our guest.
You bet. Make it a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to the Empowered Half Hour, the podcast where we bring you empowering stories to help you overcome any obstacle and tap into your true potential. I'm so grateful to our guests for sharing their stories and inspiring us to let go of limitations, reconnect with our radiance, and soar into our success. Remember, you're capable of achieving great things. And when you unleash your unlimited potential, your whole world will change in the most unexpected and magical ways. If you enjoyed the Empowered Half Hour today, please give this host some love and leave us a review. You can also spread some positive tea today by sharing these episodes with your friends, because empowered people empower people. Oh, and one more thing before we wrap up. Grab your phone, unless you're driving. Grab that phone, open Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook, whichever one's your fave. Search for @BeccaPowers1313. That's @BeccaPowers1313. And connect with me for daily empowering thoughts. You can DM me questions or just follow me for all things Becca. If you're driving, all that info is going to be in the show notes. Thanks for listening. And until next time, live empowered.